as we keep saying, it's always important at the start of a practice just to make sure that we're comfortable and that we're relaxed in our posture. This is particularly important in a lot of insight practices because, in a sense, we're challenging ourselves when we practice insight meditation. And it's not uncommon for tension to develop in the body and the mind. So we should always be aware of how we are feeling, aware of the breath, and in particular it can be useful to use the out-breath to release tension, releasing the breath, releasing tension, making sure that our mind and our bodies remain as relaxed as we can. So once again, connecting with our bodies, with the points of contact, as we're sitting here right now. Gradually expanding awareness to fill the whole of our bodies, becoming aware of touch, pressure, warmth, coolness, dryness, whatever sensations are there, just being aware of our experience of the body sitting here right now. And coming to the breath. Bringing awareness to the cycle of our breathing. Just breathing in and breathing out. And if we find it helpful, being a little bit more aware of the out-breath, the air flowing out, the body relaxing, the body releasing its tension, the mind releasing its thought. yourself to come to rest as best you can. Resting in each moment. Resting in each breath. So in a few moments, I'm going to invite you to bring to mind the role that you play in your life. It could be any role. Role mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter. Could be any role related to family relationships. Could be a role related to the work that you may do. Or even to a hobby that you have, a pastime. Just bringing to mind one particular role that you play in your life. Spending a minute or two just exploring the facets of that role, what the role is, what it entails, and how much time you spend on this role. Just bringing the whole of the role to mind right now. If it helps, you may wish to visualize yourself in this role, perhaps performing some task associated with it, just helping to bring that role fully to mind, and helping us to be able just to understand actually what the role really entails. And as we're exploring that role in our minds, just seeing what the role feels like to us. Does it feel difficult or easy? Is it fun? Does it carry responsibility? Is it a role that makes you feel happy or sad? Is it a role with a lot of emotional content? Or is it something fairly superficial? Just feeling the role. Getting an idea of how emotional we feel about the role, how much emotion and feeling we have invested in it. And as we are doing our best to feel this role, perhaps paying a little bit of attention to whether we feel that we are very successful and happy with this role, or whether we feel that we're a bit of a failure, that this role is difficult and makes us feel inadequate. So exploring our overall feelings about this role, and if we feel very happy and very successful, then just experiencing that sense of happiness and sense of success. Likewise, if we feel rather a failure and inadequate, experiencing that sense of inadequacy and failure, just as it is, right now. Inherent in all of this, of course, is our sense of judgment, particularly self-judgment and self-criticism. So being aware of the processes of judgment and criticism, as we are feeling this role. And again, if we wish, moving things on just a little, asking ourselves, why do we feel successful and happy in this role? Or why do we feel a sense of failure and inadequacy in this role? Where are the judgments arising from? Who is setting the standards? Always being aware of any tension that's generated in the body or in the mind as we contemplate these questions. Being aware of the breath. Releasing tension with every out-breath. Allowing the mind and the body to be as relaxed as possible, whilst we contemplate and feel the answers to these questions. Letting go now of any intellectual analysis or investigation of this role. Just going down into our feelings. Maybe feelings of happiness or joy. Maybe feelings of sadness or guilt. Whatever's there, allowing ourselves to rest with those feelings, letting them be as the breath flows. we're coming to the end of this meditation practice, if you wish, you may feel the need to take some long, slow, deep breath, breathing out and releasing feeling and emotion completely and thoroughly right to the end of the breath, and breathing in deeply again, breathing it all out completely and thoroughly to the end of every out-breath. Allowing body and mind to release and come back to rest.